Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Michelle and Kev.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want it.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Find It Out Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. How fast this week is going out here. And we're here this evening with Tiffany that will be with us with an eye. And we're celebrating the fathers out there. Happy Father's Day to the fathers that are here and to the fathers that are no longer here. You know, life is a struggle. And ultimately, ultimate victory is only decided in its final chapters. That is why it is important not to become intoxicated by one's success or become disheartened in defeat. You have to ride with the waves. And for those who are no longer here, the fathers, and I'm going to do this, my dear friend, my dear from way back, Lavester King, which you know him out there as Lee King. And the King Brothers is no longer here with us. So he is now playing music with the angels up there once they arrive with his father, Lavester King Sr. And he was Lavester King Jr. And, of course, Sam King is still here. But I'm speaking of the King Brothers. And you blues people out there, if you have never heard them and you want to hear blues, I mean real blues, not just these people out here imitating, but you want to hear the real blues with funk, anything that you see with their name on it, go to YouTube. They're still out there. But the King Brothers, and Lee King was my best friend. He taught me everything about the business. I had a lullaby pill for years listening to those tracks that he was laying as he was producing that music. And I can tell you this, once he put it down, he didn't have to go in the studio but one time, and it was a done deal. And if you were performing with them, you better wear some pads on your behind, and as his daughter, Tammy Lee, say, bring a fan, because they're going to set you on fire. They're going to take down the house, and they perform magic. Sam King kept it in the pocket, and you musicians out there know what I'm talking about. He didn't miss a beat because he was a hard beat. And Lee King would take you on a trip. See, you're talking about Albert King, B.B. King, Lee King, and Sam King. That's all family there. So you can just imagine. But see, Lee and Sam was a young blood, so they added a little funk to it. So get something. Find a CD. I'm thinking of a name. I think one of the CDs was Turning Up the Heat. There's many out there. But, you know, they were so intimidating that you know how it is in the music business. They be trying to hide you, squash you, and everything else. I mean, that was writers, producers, promoters, managers, okay, because they knew their stuff, they knew their music, and they knew how to make that magic and bring it to you. So, again, I want to say to my best friend, Lee King, happy Father's Day, okay? You're out there in the universe. Taking care of what you have to take care of. We miss you physically, but that music, that blues, and I'm going to say the real blues, will always live on. And before we get started, on another note, I have some statements in that came from a few people. And when Tiffany Witt and I comes on to help us celebrate, I'll bring it. But I just want you to sit back and relax, enjoy yourself, and rest in peace. LaVesta King of the King Brothers. Those are some bad, bad, bad young men. Like I said, if you have not heard of them, if you hear that name, go find a CD. Go to YouTube because they know how to make the magic. They'll tear a house down and set who's ever going up against them. They'll spank them. That's just the way of the world. These young guys started playing and sneaking in clubs when they were 6 years old. Earlier, like I said, Albert King, B.B. King, Lee King, and Sam King. Those people are the real kings of the real blues. So we're going to take you in, and before we bring Miss Tiffany with it, I see it, I strategize it, I get it done. But just listen to a little bit of this, and then we're going to celebrate our fathers.
Right, if we always die.
That's right. That's what my daddy gave to me, and all of us girls out here are daddy's girls. So we are going to dedicate this show to celebrating all the fathers out there, the fathers that are still here and the fathers that are no longer here. And we have Miss Tiffany with an I. I see it, I observe it, I change it, and I complete it with us this evening, and we're going to get started. Tiffany, how are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderfully. How are you? Thank you so much for having me on this Friday. As it is, yeah. Find It Out Friday.
That's it. And you know we're going to put this out there. We always do it. We appreciate you. We appreciate you for taking time out to come and care and share with us so we can give this information. We're not going to be too long this evening because we have another commitment out there. But we never let our listeners down, if it's for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 hours, whatever we have to do. So we're not going to keep it too long today because we have an event to go to, but we did want to put that Happy Father's Day out there. And then before I get going, you know, I talked with a few people, and I asked them to give me two words to identify your father. And my friend from Las Vegas said, teacher and observer. My friend Vicky from Arizona said, beautiful smile, and I didn't have to want for anything. That was more than two words, but you had to put it there. And I'm going to put you on the spot. I know you're daddy's girl, okay? You're spall, spall, spall. He spalled you then. You're still spall now. And that's why we connect so well, because like minds always move well together. Tell me in a few words, your specialty and what you loved about your father.
Oh, my goodness. My dad was amazing. He was, and I know I've told you this, but he founded a nonprofit that has been in existence for 54 years in Boston, Massachusetts, and in which I, of course, inherited. And he was just an amazing person. So being the founder and head of that organization and in the community, everyone loved him. So he had to go to the White House. He was in the community. He endorsed candidates. He did everything, raised money, all that. And, you know, he was very serious when he went to the White House. When he went to the White House, you could not talk to him because he was about his business. But he was very, okay, very down to earth. You know, when he had to, you know, be with those in the White House and speak the language, so to speak, he was very good at that. Very intelligent, very charismatic. But when he was with the people, he was with the people, and he gelled well with the people. So he could go in and out of different circles very nicely and really relate to all people. So he was like that. And I just remember him just being so kind to everybody and so generous. He was generous with me as a daughter, and, you know, of course, you know, I didn't want for anything. And he just was a really kind, kind person, and everyone loved being around him. So that's what I remember. That is what I remember. And he loved his work so much. I remember before he died, we went on vacation, and I'm trying to figure out, like, why are we going on vacation? Because at this point, he's at his death, you know, he's nearing death. So we still go on this vacation. We come back, and he went like one last time. Now, he was in a wheelchair. He went one last time to the office to get one little last thing done for, you know, the community. And I was just like, you know, the dedication that he had towards or for the community was just, I don't know if people are like that now. I've not seen too many people. I've seen you be that way and very dedicated in your organization through your nonprofit. I have. But other than that, I've very seldom seen any individuals who are that dedicated to what they do and that dedicated to the community. So that's what I remember about my dad.
Well, I can say one thing. His blood is definitely flowing through your veins because you're exactly like him, okay? Thank you for thanking me, but I'm going to whip it back on you because you are definitely your daddy with your kindness, with your ways of being, with your dedication, with your no-nonsense attitude, with a smile. It's just like I see it, I observe it, I fix it, I change it, and I complete it. That is your father, okay? So when you look in the mirror, if you do like I do, you say, thank you, Mommy. Thank you, Daddy. Okay, but see, we're Daddy's girls, okay? You don't have to wait for anything. So when I speak with persons about mine, I remember sitting, we all had dinner together. We talked, we had dialogue at the dinner table, you know. And if someone was coming in late and they were not there, I sit and I ate with everybody. So sometimes I would have two and three dinners, you know, but it was about conversation, dialogue. What did you do today? What do you think you can do better tomorrow? My father, one thing I liked about him, he taught us. He was my grandfather. He taught us. And I was like, at 7 years old, they propped me up in a chair. And I would go and cash his check because he wanted me to get a feel of money and know what it could do. And that was at the age of seven. Well, when I graduated, went to high school, that same market hired me as a cashier. And I was like the baby cashier there, but they knew that I knew how to move that money. They knew I knew how to count, and they knew I was on it. So, you know, the things that we teach our children, in the beginning, we shape and we mold them. And there's fathers out here that are doing excellent, single fathers, fathers sometimes two-parent homes, but we wanted to celebrate them because daddies are very, very important, very, very important. And in young man or young lady, but daddies, girls, you can spot them 60 feet away. I knew you was a daddy's girl because I know I'm a daddy's girl. So, again, we're going to say happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there who are still here and those who are no longer here in the physical. Now, my friend Lee, he had three girls. That was aww. Tammy Lee. That was Bridget, Tammy Lee, and Nia. And at a young age, they came to visit, and they were such little ladies. Their grandmother brought them. They were such little ladies, and we did all that pampering stuff, you know. And they still remember. I gave them manicures. I gave them pedicures. We went shopping. We did all of that girly stuff. Well, they never forgot that. And even though years have passed, they still keep in touch because they remember that. The other two I don't speak with as much, but Tammy Lee was the one that gave me the information. She said, are you sitting down? I said, I'm sitting down now. What's happening? So then I got the news. But when you talk about blues and when you talk about making magic, they were so bad nobody liked to touch them. And it's like I'm not sad because I know that he's getting an orchestra together up there of guitar players. He had top-notch musicians. They knew their stuff, and he did it right. But when they performed, they would have the house pull down. And I remember them going to, I think it was Sam told me they were over in Europe, and they was kicking butt so bad out of, over there, they pulled the plug on them. See, you know, that music business is something else. But when you're bad, and you cannot stop that, and there will never be anybody that will be able to touch him on that guitar. No one. And it was so amazing, but it was because how he, his formation, his structure, the way he produced, all he had to do was go in the studio one time and it was right. You know, we went in with the vocals and laid it, and it was a done deal. My job was to watch the engineer, okay, because I knew the music. So going to sleep for months and months and months hearing about, you know, how he would lay his tracks. And I'd sit in there with that engineer and I'd say, you know, tell him to bring everything up on the board. And he'd say, why? I'd say, because your hi-hat not fair. And he said, bring it up, man. And I would be right because I knew the music. See, I'm saving time and money because if everything is not on there, you get home, you got to return. Well, we didn't have time to return. We had to hit it and make it work. So I'm gonna miss my friend, and I keep in touch with him. If I'm doing something, he listens to everything. That's not balanced right. On that particular one, seemed like they're trying to out-sing each other. I would always go back to him because he was my teacher. He taught me the listening ear, which I was basically born with that. But being around someone that operated that way, that knew their stuff, he said, why do you think they call it show business? You have to know the business. But they were bad. So that was two young men that you wasn't going to pull the wool over their eyes. And because of that mindset, you know, it would get a little difficult out there. But I can say kudos. I had great teachers. I got a smile on my face here because I know he's smiling. And you go on and go it. And when you have individuals out there that know you and you know them, nobody can blow between you. And I don't care how many years that you might lose. It's not that you're not fair. This has been over 40 years. So when someone says, how well do you know them? Very well, okay? From head to toe, very well. So that's a long time relationship there. And in between all the relationships, and you know how musicians are, they like ladies, right? So, you know, you'd see ladies go and come. And anytime I'd show up, you know, they might roll their eyes at me a little bit, but I tell them, oh, no, I'm Linda. You don't even have to worry about me. I go way, way back. But I love the sound. I love them. Sam is here. Sam is one of the baddest drummers that you could ever meet. And when I say kept it in the pocket, they laid that stuff. So for those out there who, you know, think that they imitate. That's all I can say. I don't knock on anyone, but when you have to go which one, I'm going to always go with them because they are the best. They were. When you say, people say blues, I say no. They are the real blues. There's a difference there. There is a difference. So I wanted to share that with you. We wanted to come on, Tiffany, and I know I wanted you to tell us how small you was because when I met you, I knew you were small. And I posted that picture out there today for Fast Cars and the Butterflies, you know, because daddies are free and they bring happiness to the family. So I think that I'm, graphic artist. So I always like to put pictures out when I post out to give someone things to look at to sort of like lay down the story. But this has been a, how can I put it, an exciting week. Is that a good word for it? Exciting,
yes,
changeable, full,
yes,
of energy.
It's been exciting.
Yeah, it's been mm-hmm. very exciting. And I will be posting other things out there because CUC will be opening up some training sessions. And keep your eyes open out there. It's going to be real exciting. It's going to be worth your time. And it'll be worth looking into. And basically, I'm gearing this toward my young adults, okay? But age is nothing but a number. But since we basically empower and encourage youth, I'm starting off with the youth. But it will be open for everyone. So everybody keep your eyes open. I like to bring you in slow. But, yeah, we have some plans over here to, as they say, take it to the next level. I don't like to use that word. I say take it into the next step of your purpose because everything we do here is done for a purpose. We're moving into our purpose, everything. So I just wanted to put that out there on Find It Out Friday, and I'm Chatty Catty over here. I'd like to ask you to tell us, Tiffany, when we talk about, I'm trying to find the word, when we talk about responsibility, when we speak of people owning up to what they have to do, what do you suggest that an individual should do? Journal, bullet point, write down, make a list, in order to, how can I say it, recognize and fulfill their responsibility. How do you think, what is your suggestion on that? Because, see, you're good at it, but there's a lot of people who are not good at it, and I want to find this out so we can let the listeners find it out on Friday. Taking that responsibility and staying in balance, what does it take?
It's just very simple, really. It's prayer, meditation, getting the guidance, and then taking action. There's just three steps. So people think life is so complicated when it isn't. When you wake up in the morning, you pray, you meditate, and you allow the guidance to come. Once it does, you'll know who to call, where to go, what to do, if you're really in tune. And it takes time to get there if you're not. And what I mean by that, if you're not used to praying and meditating, then it'll take some time for you to get used to doing that. But it is a discipline. You have to discipline yourself to stay focused and make sure you do it every day or as much as you can. You know, some religions pray 5 times a day, some 2 times a day, some once a day. It's just your connection with the source, right? So, you know, it's just a very life can be just that simple. And when it's just that simple, it's very easy. So it's not complicated. You're not running up against problems because you're flowing with life. You're flowing with it. You're not going against the current. And you know what to do intuitively. Some people say, well, I didn't do enough during the day. Sometimes some days don't require 10 things. Some require one thing. Some require 5. It just depends on how you're guided. So, and then, you know, write it down and see it come to fruition. Once it comes to fruition, you can cross that out and write something else. But I think it is just a very simple thing. Nothing is hard in this world. I think all the things that have been created make it complicated and take you away from your connection to God or Source or whomever that is for you. And, you know, so that you can't get to know and understand who you are. But once you understand that, life becomes so fertile, so precious, so amazing. And, you know, you often have Carmelita come on and she talks about the insects and the flowers and anything related to the universe. You begin to understand that connection. And that connection is very important because we're all like part of everything that's created in the universe. So we're not separate from it. We are part of it. So I think, you know, just three simple things. But it does take some time. It does take some dedication. It does take clearing of the mind. It does take a lot of discipline and focus, determination, perseverance, consistency, all of that. But once you do it, the easier it becomes, the more beautiful your life flows. And it just flows naturally. And you're just like, oh, I had a wonderful day. And someone will say, well, what did you do? Well, you know, it might be that you went to the park and you took a walk and you may have made 5 phone calls or, you know, you went to work half day and you were able to do something else part of the time, you know, work part-time and then do something for yourself the rest. All depends on if you listen to your guidance or not, or what we call intuition. So that's what I say. It's very simple. You pray, you meditate, you get the guidance, and you take action. There's nothing more to this.
Nothing more to it. I like that. Pray, meditate, get the guidance from whatever source you get it from. But the most important thing is, like, you must take action. Like, it's just like someone saying to you, well, I did this all day, and nothing happened. It's like what you're saying is you put the pot of rice on the stove, right? You put the food on the stove, but did you turn it on, okay? And that's where that action comes into place. Yeah, we can sit, we can talk, we can read, we can hope, we can do all of that. But the action has to be taken in order to get it with the flowing with life, as you said. It's all about action. Well, I don't like to put you on the spot, but I do like to put you on the spot because it's the way that you deliver that. I like your ways of delivering. That's why I do that to you, okay?
Oh,
and the
thanks.
Listeners like it. Yeah, they like it, because of you're just really laid back and humble. But see, we feel your heart. See, it's nothing. You can flip-flap all day long, but it is the heart that is to be felt, and it is the voice that has to be heard, because it is the voice that does the work, okay? Not the smiles, not the... I'm sorry?
I was going to say, and your listeners, your audience, they're just so wonderful, and I don't say it often enough, but I should say it more, that they are truly wonderful, because some days, like I've said in the past, I could be having a bad day, but when I come on the show, it might take me a little time to get there, but when I get there, it's because I've had to pull everything that I had out, go deep, dig deep to get the essence of what I want to say. And your audience is just so, even though I can't see them, I just feel them, and I just appreciate them so, because it's almost as if like I say all the time, it is a safe place to do so. When you don't feel like it and you are like, okay, I just went through something like 5 minutes ago, and then you come on the show and then you're able to process it and really kind of move through it, and your audience is just there. They're there to help you get through something that, and many times that has happened for me on this show. I will tell you, I have cried a couple tears, and then you're like, okay, come on. And I'm like, but I don't know if I can come on just yet. And you're like, okay, I'll give you 5 minutes. And then I'm on. And then when I do come on, I'm able to get past whatever it is I was, confronting or trying to overcome. So your audience is great. The listeners are great. I really, really appreciate them, and I can't say that enough, but they really are. They're very, very special, and all the fathers out there that are single parents that are doing this so well, happy, happy Father's Day to you. I know a couple myself that are doing amazing jobs, but I just want to put that out there to the audience and all the fathers.
Well, Tiffany Wood and I hear you over here, and I feel you, and I know that they do. And again, we really appreciate you. And the reason why you fight, and we all do struggle, and some days are good days, but the only reason why that makes that flip, no matter what you're going through, is because you're coming away from what you're going through and pushing it out. You're lighting that candle. Whenever you light a candle for another person, no matter which way the flame is going, you're lighting it, either with a smile or a comment or a gesture. You're lighting that candle, and you're brightening up their lives. You're pulling them up. So whenever you light a candle for another person, your path becomes wider and brighter. You don't even... You quit thinking about you, because for you to say, okay, I'm coming, that's taking effort. So you're lighting my candle. We're lighting their candle. And they, in turn, will feel better afterwards. Hopefully, that is what the general idea is here, and they'll go light somebody else's candle. No matter what we're going through, the gas prices, the political crap, the confusion, the uncertainty, you just have to keep rolling out there, okay? You just have to keep rolling, because it is, just like you say, what appears to be is not, okay? And it's set up as a structure. People say normal. There's nothing normal about none of this, okay? But you have to stay woke, to be aware. You have to be kind, and starting off with the kindness with yourself, so you'll understand what kind feels like when you're being kind to others. And more so, stay woke, okay, cannot sleep. If you sleep, and use both eyes and get two more if you need them, okay? People say, well, yeah, use your third eye. I said, well, you know, I got five eyes, okay? I got five. And if need be, I'll go find that sixth one and put it on because I'm nosy. I want to know what's happening out there and what's moving. But I'm glad to hear that we pull you out your slump, as we say. I'm going to say slump because sometimes we have to pull ourselves out the slump so that we can keep everybody moving forward. That is what we're about. We are about communication, education, unification, and collaboration because it takes all of us to get the job done. And for those who are kind of like still walking around in a fog out there, my word to you is to wake up. That is why we're here. And on that note, we're going to turn out because we have that other commitment. We want everyone out there to have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and especially you daddies out there that's going to be wined and dined and whatever. Every day is Father's Day and every day is Mother's Day. But, you know, on the special designated days, we want to make sure that it is your day and you're having a wonderful, wonderful time. Tiffany, with an eye, I'm going to say to you, love you, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. And you too. And you know, have a wonderful weekend.
Well, I'm going to do that. I got a list over here. And, you know, I have to do that, what can I say? The check-off, is that what we say we're going to do, the check-off list? And go through what we have to go through. But it's a thing whereas, like you say, some things you don't take care of every day, and you have to move them over to the next day to make sure that what you need to do has to get done. And what you don't take care of, you don't really, really stress out about it. I just like your method of the prayer, the meditation, the taking the guidance and actually taking action. And if I could get you to just say that one more time before we close, can you give us those steps so that it'll be on our minds for the weekend?
Oh, okay. Prayer and meditation, guidance, and action. And you'd be surprised, even if you had a to-do list, all the things on your to-do list are done at the end of the day.
Yes.
After
yes,
you're guided to do it and you take action.
Yes.
They're all done.
I'm in agreement with you on that. And on that note, we're going to say everybody and all you daddies out there, happy Father's Day, and everyone else, have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe, okay? We're still not out of the woods here. Stay safe. Take care of what you have to take care of, but most so, be kind and stay woke. Tiffany, we love you. Listeners, have a great weekend. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Maxine and Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it. Get it done, and I complete it. But I always use prayer, meditation, guidance, and take action. Tiffany, we love you. Have a wonderful one.
Hold the key in the palm of your hand. Use it.
Collaborate.
They want
to give, showing others how to live.